Hey everybody, this is episode 11 of My Crazy Thoughts. I want to say thank you to everybody that listened to that Nas last episode. It did the best, like, and people tuned into that one actually, so I appreciate you guys for listening to that one. We're going to get into Nas, but first of all, I want to say RIP to two young men who was fatally shot. And they didn't get a chance to really blossom as far as what I thought they could have potentially been. One, I didn't really know so much. Jimmy Wopo from Pittsburgh. He was 21 years old. And then XXXTentacion. I never really liked that name. But I respect the guy. And it's a sad day anytime somebody loses their life. Just words of wisdom, you know. Just watch the energy that you carry. You know, because you never know, it could catch up to you. I'm not saying that these guys actually did that, but, you know, you got to always be careful whenever you're in, especially in the public eye and everybody's coming for you. You know, you never know what people could potentially do to you. You know, they say Pac was never really living that thug life. And it ended in his demise. You know, he's deceased. He could have been way better than what he was. So, and unfortunately, this happened to these two young gentlemen. But it's a sad day. You know, yesterday was a sad day. I recorded this a little late. I wanted the hype to die down a little bit and then bring it to you guys' attention again. So, right before I end this, I'm going to give you guys a snippet of XXXTentacion, one of the tracks that I really like with him featuring Joey Badass off of his last album. $3 signs. I'm not for sure what it's really called. I'm not gonna pretend to know that I know this guy, but I really like this track though. So listen up. Okay, welcome back, guys. The song is actually not playing, so I'm gonna let it play from my laptop right quick. We're not gonna go into Joey Badass's part, but we're gonna go into XXX's. Okay, like I said, that was off of his last album. Unfortunately, he never got to record another one, but this is a pretty current album. It was in 2018, and this song got featured maybe like a month or two ago. So go check that album out. It's called ? I guess. I'm not for sure. I'm not gonna pretend to know that I know this guy, but I really like that track though. So if I increase his album sales, hey, power to him and his family. Sorry that happened. And also, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I watched that whole Breakfast Club interview, and I remember Charlamagne saying that he didn't want to bring that energy around him on certain things, you know. So I saw his Instagram, Tekashi's Instagram, and he seemed like he was a little shook up from this, you know, this incident that just happened. So I'm glad that he's being more aware. Maybe something positive of this can come up, you know. And to that person who actually recorded that video of XXX, I don't understand why people record stuff like that. He was slumped over. It was kind of heartbreaking to watch, but gotta get off of that, because I just don't like that type of energy. And like Big Crit said, life ain't nothing but a EQ of high and lows. So that was the low of today. Now we got to get into the highs. Now, a couple albums came out. Nas's album came out, and I touched on that. And then Jay-Z's album with Beyonce came out, Everything Is Love. And then also, we got J-Rock, Redemption. His also came out. So we're going to talk about Nas one more time, because I gave it a little bit more effort. I listened to it. I still don't like it, but we can play my favorite song. And I just remember Swizz Beatz, he was at the party, he was rain dancing to it. So I got to play this song because it's my jam.
The ghetto will fellow the more. Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me because I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win.
Okay, we're going to give you a snippet. That was a snippet. I really like that song. So, Nas, I just want to celebrate that you've been around for since 1994, since I can remember me being 10 years old. I was born in 84. He came out around like 94. But that I remember Illmatic, and it was dope, and I've been following you ever since. So, we celebrating, even though I didn't like your album, Nasir. Some people say I was biased. I don't feel that I was biased. I was just giving my honest opinion. That was like the only track on there. The rest of it felt very boring to me. But I do appreciate the fact that you've been around so long and you've gifted us with more music. And hopefully you continue to give us more music. Now, back to that Jay-Z album with Beyonce, Everything Is Love. I actually grade my favorite rappers very harsh. And some would say that I'm being biased, but I'm not being biased. But with this album, though, it was really good to me, you know. And I normally, the past couple albums Jay-Z has put out, I really haven't felt a lot. Even 444 was dope, but it wasn't really what I thought it could have been. He should have had Kanye on it, but he didn't know. I guess they've been beefing. And let's go back to this, because I feel like Jaden took a couple jabs at him. And I feel like Kanye is in a different space right now, like, I don't really think he's even paying attention to those bars. But this whole album seemed to be about, you know, black excellence, which I love and preach. I love that stuff. I think it's super dope to talk about that. And I could never get enough of that. You know, him and Beyonce's flexing on the entire album. It's a, what is it, nine tracks. And it's like 38 minutes long. And it seemed like they got some stuff they want to get off their chest on this album. So, you know, I'm going to play a little snippet of, like, every song. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. We got to fast forward a little bit. Pause. The first song, it just seemed like they took forever to get into it. You know, and then Jay-Z, he finally started rapping. And This track, I didn't really care for it, but it felt like an intro that Jay-Z would be on. You know, he rapped a couple things. Let me see if I can remember some of the things. I remember nights in the projects, bullets round, interrupting my chi, when the worst thing that could happen, zipped up his jacket and ran back down the street. And then he talks about music has my kids sound sleep. I thought that line was pretty dope. And then let's get to the next song. I felt this next song, Ape Shit, I felt like it was more of a new vibe. And I feel, oh no, Quavo and Offset, they lended they whatever to this song, you know. So I kind of like this one. It had a young, fresh vibe to it. Let's get into it. Is Beyonce rapping? You know, I feel like she kind of rapped her ass off on this. I know she didn't write this, but it sounded pretty good, though. Whoever her writer was, whether it be Quavo and Offset, I liked it, though. You know, and I feel like Sway Lee, he gave his little input on this, too. I know he has ghost writ for her, too. But let's fast forward. Let's see if we can fast forward to Jay-Z's part. Okay. Okay. He said no to the Super Bowl. They need him. He didn't need them, you know. And then he also talks about a couple other things, too. I like that song overall, though. Let's get into Boss. Okay, I personally don't like to hear Beyonce too much because I'm not a big fan of hers. But my sister is, and I know I don't want to get the attack of the beehive on me right now. So I like Beyonce a lot. In fact, I really didn't want them to do an album together, but I thought these two paired very well together. Because every song that I've ever heard them on has been very poppy, you know, and I'm not one to listen to the radio that much. But I actually like them two together on this album. I thought they meshed very well. Let's keep it going. You know, I didn't really, this song didn't speak to me, but Jay said a couple things in here, you know, where I actually did like, and I thought he was taking shots at Drake. He said, them invoices separate the men from the boys. Over here, we measure success by many people successful next to you. Here we say, you broke if everybody gets broke except you, boss. And on that invoice line, you know, I thought that he was talking about, you know, Drake taking the L and then giving him the invoice to Pusha T, even though he still lost, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool. And apparently him and Drake are, I guess he may have offered Drake, you know, to work with him. Drake turned it down. And Jay-Z, he said that irks him. It irritates him, you know, that people want to be the boss, but they working for somebody, you know. So I guess Drake is not the real boss, you know. He's working for somebody. But, you know, you live and you learn. And you got to respect Drake at the end of the day because he's making his own way. He's paving his own way. I didn't like that he did the whole beef thing, you know, where he got on Instagram instead of rapping. But I do respect Drake, you know, and I think Jay should too. Let's get into that next song. It's called Nice.
Yeah, I can do anything. Yeah,
hell no. I want to pause right quick. That's Pharrell Williams. It was produced by him. And I thought this was actually really dope. I like the, and I'm not, I fucked with that. I thought that was super dope, you know. So, I kind of liked how Beyonce, she said, she gave two fucks and then she said, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you. I like that, you know. And then if anybody knows, that's from Dave Chappelle's movie Half Baked. So I thought that was really cool. I'm not gonna get into too much on that, but let's get into the actual next song. Okay. Okay, we're gonna stop. I don't want you guys to hear too much. Go check it out for yourself. But I thought that was cool how they did, you know, 213, Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg, and they played off of that pretty well. I thought that was super dope. And then in 713, that's Houston, you know, area code. So they was talking about pretty much how Jay met her, you know, and he had the she made him chase him, you know. So go check that out. And the beat is super cool too. And let's get into the next song called Friends. We don't have to pretend that we're not even friends. I'm not going to talk that much about this track either. I feel like Beyonce was throwing shade at Kim Kardashian. You know, like, we all know that them two don't get along. And she said, let's not even pretend. I don't need to be friends. She could be talking about other females too. But I feel like that one was directed at Kanye. I don't know what Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye got going on. But I think them two just need to have a sit down. I don't even think these needed to be songs. Like, you could have talked about something else. Although some people are entertained by it, we already knew that y'all was beefing. Sit down and actually let's make some music together. Because I really do want to see Kanye get back with them. Because I actually missed him making beats for them. You know, as long as Kanye take his time, making them beats, because on these 7-track albums, he ain't been taking his time. The only ones that I really like was Pusha T, Kid C, Ghost, and that's about it right now. We'll see about Teyana Taylor when she drops, even though I don't listen to that type of music. So, and Ye was okay too. I've listened to it a little bit more, and I appreciate it a little bit more. Okay, Heard About Us. Let's check this out. Watch your mouth when you're around. Then she's talking about stay in your lane, stay in your place too. That's another thing. I could be misinterpreting, but I think she's talking about Kim Kardashian though. But I actually really like that song though. And then Jay-Z talking about, you know, like an American gangster. Now they want to do the boy like Mike in his prime, Billie Jean. The goddamn boy ain't mine. He say the same thing over, you know, pretty much. Because his allegations is popping up again. But I felt like he didn't have to touch on it again. He says Billie Jean in his prime for the 1,000th time. The kid ain't mine. We got it, Jay. We got it. I do like that whole little rhyme scheme, though. But we don't need to hear that again from you, though. And then we got Black Effect. I let you guys listen to a little bit of it. But it's talking about false arrest, you know. And like how the police do police brutality and they racial profile us, you know. So let's get on Black Effect. This lady talked for a long time in the beginning, wasting a minute. Okay, you heard that. And then the last track is Love Happy. Okay, we ain't gonna get into too much of that. That's the last track on there. But I would feel uncomfortable doing a song like this, you know. To me, like if I'm singing and rapping with my wife, and then we talking about like getting another ring, we had to get remarried twice, it would make me all mad again that you cheated on me, you know. I couldn't make no song like that, because I guess I'm a little... I'd get pissed again, you know. So I'm gonna just leave it at that. But overall though, I liked every track, you know, and I think that it's got replay value. I think I would listen to this maybe a good like 2 months down the line. I probably wouldn't play it all the time, but I actually would mess with this album. So we're gonna rate it right now. It's just an average album, but it's cool. So we're gonna give it an average, I guess. Average would be 7 out of 10, you know. So that's what I'm gonna give that. Shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce, you guys did your thing on that one. Let's see, Redemption, I'm not gonna talk about that, but that is a notable mention. And last but not least, me and my wife, we seen one of the awesome movies. I think it's like the awesomest movie of the year right now. Better than Avengers. One, because I got like real history with this movie, you know. I took my little sister to see this like about 16 years ago. I don't know if it was 16 years ago, but I feel like it was around that time. And now they came out with part 2, The Incredibles. You know, The Incredibles was super dope to me from the action. You know, it continued from the last one to this one. It didn't leave any marks, you know, like any time gaps or anything like that. It was just a continuation to this next one. It had dope fight scenes, and I'm a cartoon head, so I love cartoons, you know. You can ask my wife, she think I'm a big kid. And my wife is pregnant with our son right now. His name is Miles, you know. So I feel like he went to the movie with us. That was his first Disney movie, even though he wasn't really watching it. So that's why it was kind of special to me. I took my sister. My sister's 12 years younger than me, and she was like a little kid. Now she's 21 years old, and she's seen it without me too. We were supposed to see it together, but we didn't know. But from the action to the music, and the music was scored by the theme, the music from Johnny Quest. If you ain't seen good cartoons, boy, Johnny Quest and Haji to me was the shit back in the day, you know. They had real dope music too. I feel like it was a little racist to them calling him Haji, you know. That's a racist term if you ever been around them. And I'm in the military, and I've been to Kuwait, and Haji is an offensive term. So Johnny Quest, I know it was back in the 60s, so that was acceptable, but I don't feel like that would be acceptable nowadays. But I just want to let you guys know that this is episode 11, My Crazy Thoughts. Rest in peace to two gentlemen, XXXTentacion and Jimmy Wopo. Didn't know anything about Jimmy Wopo, but I'm still going to give him a shout out. So I hope that there's a lesson that can be learned from this. And, you know, God bless their families. And, you know, I'd hate to see anything like that happen to me or mine, you know. So I always pray for people like that in that situation. So you guys keep staying tuned and I'll keep dropping that heat. It's episode 11. Stay tuned to the next one. We might talk about sports in the next one. There's a lot going on in sports. FIFA is one of them, but I probably won't talk about that though. But I love FIFA though. I want to get more into it though, even though I don't watch it. So thank you guys for listening. You guys have a great day. Bye.